Hello everyone, my name is Ayman Raslan. I am a program manager in the for Windows Phone International team. My team responsibility is to ensure that Windows Phone is ready for all languages around the world. We extend to different new markets, and we ensure all the features are can consume by different regions and markets. And also, we are responsible for adding certain features, such as input and so on. Our talk today will be introducing to you what is internationalization and what is localization and how we're going to do that. Because as you all know, the Windows development in Windows Phone is new, and the Yamanote or the new platform is new to the device. In the old days, before Windows 2000, NT4 and beyond, we used to have a certain code tree for each language, and which means that if we have one bug, we need to have about 26 or 36 fixes for each code tree for each language. And after Windows 2000, we combine everything to one code base. It has all the international features on it, and we have one fix and all that. And the message that we try to actually send here is actually how to think about developing our application with the concept in mind that actually my application will not be limited to US market only. We're going to expand to different markets. How people in China, how people in Europe, how people in the Middle East can use my application. So I have 30 minutes to cover everything, and it's impossible to cover everything. So I'm going to give a brief idea about the concept of internationalization and how we think about it, and give you a brief snapshot of how we think while designing about globalization. And also, Franklin will come and talk about localization of the application, which is a process of actually changing the whole UI into the certain target languages. We'll talk about internationalization, globalization, and localizability, and we'll have Q&A. So internationalization, you're designing application, you have in mind that my application will be not limited to US market, will be expanded to different markets. How do I do that? I do that by building my application to be first globalized, and we'll talk about what that means. Second, customize my applications to certain markets or region around the world. Finally, how to turn this application to be fully localized, meaning the UI strings will be translated to the my target languages. So the main principles here is the concept that I just mentioned will help me have my code clean, have my code ready to be extended to any language later on. If any problem or bugs happening, I can fix it with minimum efforts. The globalization is very important because it's the foundation of making your application ready to different markets. So it's without globalization in the design phase, you will have very, very hard time trying to move your application to different regions. You will redesign everything and you're going to be rebuilding again. And the globalization is the avenue or the vehicle that will take your application to different regions, which would expand your revenue, will expand your actually sales and revenues and so on. And globalization will if you design your application globalization aware, you will ensure that your users will actually feel that this application was designed for them. It's not just a translation of your application. Like we go to international websites and say translate this page. It's good. It's ugly. It's not really clean. I experienced that myself many times, and we try to avoid that. Even with the system wise, some task of our job is make sure that Windows Phone is built for everyone around the world. When a guy in France or wherever has the phone, it's built and designed for French market, and so on. And the same thing for application. Try to think about your application that will target, I designed this for the people in the Middle East. I designed this for people in Africa. I designed your application for people in Europe. I know your culture. I understand everything. And this is very crucial to give credibility to your application and make the customers respect your application. Uh, the concept of globalization means my application can understand any language, can digest any text based on Unicode that the system support. My application can actually format, which is really, really important aspect of globalization, can format any type of data correctly to my market, like a phone number. It's understand the phone number formats is different from country to country. My application is aware of that. For example, dates format, like 4/1/2006 is different from US, April 1st, it's January 4th in Europe, and so on. So if my application was not smart enough to realize this kind of stuff, and you sell your application in Europe, people say, this was not designed for me. The UI was translated. But the people who designed it didn't really aware of my culture and my background, so that they ignoring all that. My application can handle different standard of encoding. If you build an application that deal with sending messages or exchange data, make sure that actually you are using the proper standard to encode, so that your data goes from your device to different device smart enough. Your application is smart enough to actually convert this data to applicable or the target application properly without seeing any corruption in the text. This is also very crucial. So the globalization basically is the process of making sure your application target the different region around the world first in the base, then it make your application easy to adopt and add more language later on, add more localization, and sell your application around to different regions. We to build a pure globalization application, you have to be careful about all these concepts. Actually, you have to master all these concepts. The concept of culture, what is culture means? The concept of encoding. Of course, the concept of localizability, and which prepare your application to be localized, to be translated to different languages. The concept of resource and resource for bag, because you can build an application and you can have different resource files, which is translated application on the fly to different language of choice. The concept of localization, and Franklin will be talking more about that. So I'm not going to cover all this concept, but I'm just going to cover the most important one of them. Actually, all of them are very important because they work together, but culture is actually a very important concept. Each region and each country has its own way of culture. Like, for example, if you say English US, English US is, culture is totally different than English Canada, it's different than English Great Britain, and so on. So the culture itself is actually where you live, where you are, which region, and separate from the language. So localizing your application to different language is not enough to sell. Like, for example, if you have an application and you try localize that or translate that to French, which French? French Belgium, French Canada, French France, and so on. So if you just translate the string, it's not enough to sell your application in this region, because, again, the consumer will understand that this was just a translation. It wasn't designed for him. He or she will be feel like this is not mine, this is not for me. So the concept is actually to understand that there is a difference between all this. This is the proper naming of the cultures, and two friends of yours when you develop globalized application, globalization namespace and culture info class. These are crucial. It has all the help and namespace and classes that you need to really figure out how to design your application properly. And we're gonna we write lots of help in Windows Phone targeting these, and I will give you a link later on. Example of the formats. If you look at here, so we have actually this application. It's actually on the online. It's actually now you can download and play around with this and try to format. So if we go here, that's English United States format, and this is how different aspects of the formatting appear versus, for example, Italian. And this is pure globalization. There is no translation here. There is no localization yet. So if you look at, for example, the dollar sign and euro sign, it's different. If you look at the date format, will be different, and so on. So basically, keep in mind that when you build your application is smart enough to know where the user lives, where the user location, and display whatever formats that you have according to where the user lives, so that can match the device itself and can match your application. So for example, if you build the application, don't try to hard code this. Just let the system help you. Try to retrieve this information from the system and give the let the system display it properly. That's another example also from the same application. Again, this is Germany, and this is the way it actually, and this is Great Britain, the way format's different. Even in Europe, they have different. And even if you remember the euro sign when in the Italian was in this location, now it's this location. So each region and each country has its own way of displaying the formatting stuff, like numbers and dates and currents and all that. And in the, I think, around 2002 or 2003 was a big problem. Somebody tried to actually withdraw some cash, and because of a decimal point, it withdrew the whole amount. Instead of 50 euros or $50, it was 50,000, because the decimal point was in the wrong place of the format. And this was a big globalization bug, not by the application developer, not Microsoft. So that was a big problem in Europe. So that tells you how important to be really precise about targeting the global customers. So we talked about, culture determine all this stuff, like sort of order. If you have a list of songs or a list of names, culture will actually sort that properly. The way German people, German sort their names is different than English, different than France and all that. And there is lots of APIs that help you do that. You don't have to do any efforts. The globalization namespace has all the help that can get you to sort properly. The keyboard layout, the address and phone numbers formats, or the written text, all that will happen with the proper culture that you choose. Also remember that, as I addressed that before, language isn't enough. Don't just say, I choose the French culture. It's not enough. We're French. French Canada or French France and so on. French is spoken in many different places, even English. English, we have English, Britain, Great Britain, American, and New Zealand, and all that. So, final message. To build a global ready application, you have to really think about this stuff. My application support correct input, which means if I target certain region, I target the input as well. I just don't leave it there. My application display dates, format, currents, and number properly based in the culture. And actually, the user can choose the culture also. Even if I live in the United States and I would like to see the culture in France, I can actually, with the device, I can set this culture. So your application will be smart enough to read that. And this is easy. You can retrieve it by using the culture info class and display the dates and whatever format that we like. So your application should be smart enough to realize that and address this issue. This is very, very important in design, because some of my responsibility also ensuring that actually what we have target the region, we're not just translation. Like Metro Design, we and the UX team here and all these guys work very hard to make Metro Design applicable for East Asian, and that's probably one of the reasons why we are not shipping East Asia in 7.0. is actually because it doesn't, when we tried it, it doesn't really fit the culture, because it wasn't really designed, and we'll try now to actually design something for them, built for them. And that's the same message that I'm sending here. When you design your application, think that my application is not really limited to US and limited outside. And this is very unfortunate. Even when I talk to some university professors and all that, I've been doing that for almost 12 years, this globalization stuff. So I talked to lots of people, and I said, when you teach students at school, try to teach them to really focus in different text, not Latin only. Try to get the application right, because you get an A+ in your project, but it just handles Latin text only. Doesn't go beyond. And that's what we need to actually teach and learn about that. My application used proper encoding. We talked about that before. My application proper localization guidelines, and Franklin will talk more about that. And learn more about globalization and internationalization. There is lots of helps in MSDN about that. Try to go and read about that. try to read about problems that and kind of bugs that you can encounter in your application. Ask questions. There is also some link where you can put comments and ask questions. We have lots of blogs as well for globalization. And this help link here is globalization.targetwindows.phone. And the slides that I mentioned or I showed before is actually there. And the whole code there, you can download the code and you can actually run the application and you can modify it and play around with it. And for me, that's it for now. I'm going to introduce Franklin to continue talking about localization and localizability. We'll have questions after a while for everyone.
Hello, everybody. My name is Franklin Yao. I'm a PM in the Windows Phones team. Let me start my presentation with a question. How many of you have planned or working on a project that's going to ship in a non-US languages? Wow, very encouraging. So today, I'm going to talk about localizability with you guys. What is localizability? We have the classic definition here. I'm going to read it out loud again. It's kind of long-winded, but bear with me. The localizability is defined as the design of software code base and resource such that a program can be localized into different language edition without any change to the source code. The important part is without any change to the source code. I want to stress that. And there are four areas to pay attention to when you are writing a app that's going to ship outside of US. The four area I separate together is code and resource separation, UI layout, non-text resources, and string resource construct. And we'll go over it one by one. The first one, and I think is the most important thing, is code and resource separation. What do I mean? When you're writing a program, you have code, which is your program logic, and you have resources, which is whatever the user see in the UI element. It may be icon, graphics, sound, words. Anything the user will see, we classify those as a resource. On the right side of the screen, you have we call it an old classic way of doing programming. You have some language that do your logic if for loops, and then you load some string to the user, and you have a binary. And as mentioned, as Ayman mentioned earlier, in the old times, we have word.exe for English, and word.exe for Spanish, and word.exe for French. And then when there's a bug, we go and fix bugs on each build. It's very time consuming. It's not very scalable. For better localizability, it's very important to separate your resource from your code base so that you have a global binary code, and then your resource is separate into a different file on like the left-hand side of the screen, so that when you fix bug once, you fix bug once. You don't need to recompile for every language that you ship. The advantage of this approach is scalability, as I mentioned before. The second big advantage is when you're shipping language for localization, it's much easier for the localizer, which in turn translates to lower cost for you, faster turnaround, and fewer errors during the localization process. Also, if you adopt this separated code and resource approach, you can enable multilingual UI. How many of you have or plan to ship an application with multiple lingual UI enabled? Very encouraging. I love to see hands people writing application for our international market. So we'll go over a couple problems that when the separation is not done right, which is quite common. On the screen, you can see here, we are using a process called pseudo-localization. to find out if there are bugs related to our separation process. On the wax block, we highlight that you can see the text is still in English after we try to change everything, every UI element. As you can see, other UI elements have to change to a semi-readable text that is non-English. Like the U has an accent character on it, and you know, we call this a pseudo-localization process, and we find out that the term disable all transmitter is not correctly put into a resource file, and though we cannot localize it. The correct resolution for this problem is put all your UI into your resource file so that your localized vendor or your team could properly localize it. And other common problem, this is a reverse of hard-coded string. When you have a string that is not meant to be localized and you put that string accidentally into the resource file, it's called over-localization. We don't have a good screenshot of that, but when you have something that's not meant to be localized and it got localized, a lot of time it turned out become a functional break on your application. I'll recommend to you is keep your separation clean so all your UI resource is in your UI resource file and not mix it up with your logic. And also don't mix non-localizable text with localizable text. This is a very common problem that sometimes for a HTML file, you have text and then you have the tag that open and close and close the string. You want your string to be localizable, but you don't want your text to be exposed so that you keep your link properly functional after localization. The second area to pay attention is UI layout. So generally, string get longer when it's translated outside of English. A few years ago, we did some study of our own UI string and find that at least prepare for a 40% growth in terms of the length of your UI string after localization. And for short words, prepare for much, much longer growth. You'll see an example of that. And one more thing is do not assume your target language will be a one-to-one ratio to English. So one word in English may not be one word in a target language that you want to ship. So our advice to you is leave plenty of space for expansion, enable WordWrap in your control, and use auto layout if all possible. Now on the screen, on the left side of the screen, we have the English screen. We have the word undo and redo in the bottom of the screen. Those are pretty small words, and we left plenty of space for it to expand. But turn out, on the right side, you can see after it translated, it still truncates. So this is an example of a short word that grow much, much bigger compared to the US string. There's a couple of ways to remedy this. The first thing is give it more space, let it wrap to the second line, or you can change your translation in this case. So there's a way to deal with this. Even, you know, it will come when you localize the application, even you leave a lot of space, sometimes you still see problem and you have to address this later. Oops, sorry. So the next area is non-text resources. This cover anything that is non-text, basically icon, graphics, audio, video, all the good stuff that is non-text based. So the cost of localizing non-text based resource is much higher than compared to text based resource. Our recommendation to you when using non-text resources is use culture neutral graphics. What do I mean by culture neutral is when you think about, you live in USA, you see the stop sign. Everybody understand what a stop sign means. It's a big red sign with stop, STOP, in the middle. But when you ship a stop sign in other market, if they're not, then if they don't know English, it may be very puzzling to them. So this is what I mean by culture neutral graphics. Avoid something that only works for a certain language. Try to find something universally understood. And also provide your production files. In terms of audio and videos, provide your script, your different shots, your different soundtracks. And in terms of graphics, provide your original graphic file with layers or vector support so that your localization process is going to be your localization process with those information is going to be much smoother, and it's going to be the cost is going to be lower compared to when you just give them the final cut of things. And the last area I'm going to cover today is string resource construct. Kevin mentioned about our Tong, and this doesn't have a lot of to do with the tongs of the word, but how you construct the word in your resource file. There are a few common things to look out for when you are writing a string resource. The first thing is concatenation string. I'll show you with an example of what a concatenation string means. Forward %1 is %2 to %3 for %4. This is a concatenation string. Each percent number will be substituted into with a word. And this is the matrix of what can be substituted for. For one of the example built out of matrix is forward if no reply is enabled to a phone number for voice call. Now, the problem with this is really hard to localize properly into correctly to follow the grammar rule of a foreign language. This is pretty hard to understand in US also. So our message is simple. Don't do something like that. And if you have to write something, spell it out, use a complete string. Don't use a fragment string like that. It's not good for US and it's not good for other language user. Placeholder used in string. You see the last example, we have four placeholder used in a single string, which is pretty bad. Our recommendation is limit the use of placeholder. When you have to use a placeholder, don't go overboard with it. Use unique placeholder within a string. Like the last example, it used %1, %2, %3, %4. This enabled the localizer to properly relocate your variable so that it fits the grammar of a locale that you are translating to. And also, give contents to the translator that what the variable will be substituted with. This is very important, just like the last example. With so many variables, it's hard to make sense of what you are trying to say in your string. If you give them content, it really helps them to get the translation right the first time. The last thing, which is not very obvious, is string reuse in different contexts. What do I mean by that? You think a lot of string, you know, will save some space. It's going to be reused, like on and off, OK and cancel. What's the big deal? I save some space. I don't create another item in my code. But take a look at this example on the screen. On top, we have a Bluetooth setting and airplane mode setting. They're both at off position. But when it translates to Italian, on the bottom screen, you can see the off is translated differently. If a string is reused in this case, we'll have an error and complaint from the Italian user. So don't assume a string is the same in English. It's going to be the same in other languages. Think about the context. As this show, on and off is context dependent. And sometimes, you know, think about that. simple OK and cancel may be OK, but think about, is it the same context we are OKing or canceling with? So if you forget everything I said on the last 10, 15 minutes, there's three things that I want you to take out of from this presentation. Code and resource separation is really important. It's vital. You have to do it in order to have your application localized effectively. String get much longer. So leave plenty of space. Use auto layout. Use WordWrap. Use whatever available to you to mitigate this problem in your design. And good globalization and localizability practice, really, this is not part of the presentation. Good practice really enable your app to the worldwide user, so you have got much more exposure. So let me postpone this for 4 hours. Okay. So me and Ayman will take question and answer together. Yes, sir? So the question is, do we need to pack and ship additional form with our application? Is that right?
Yes. The recommendation is no. I think you should be using the font that comes with the system. And I think it's, you're not going to even be able to make it anymore. In the previous, like 6.5 or whatever, you can do that, but not anymore in 7. Actually, it's almost the same. So that's the same thing. We, I think, the question was actually XNA development, globalization versus Silverlight. And I think the same concept applicable to both sides.
Yes, sir? Okay. The question is there tools to make sure your design will fit in doing the after the localization? Did I get it correctly? I think there's a lot of third-party tools that do localization. Internally, we don't have anything available for this task right now.
If I understand your question, the question was actually the pseudo localization process. Can you use the same process in your application? Is that correct? That produces the same. The pseudo localization comes in the build process, and I am not aware. Let me get back to you on that. If we have any third party or we have any tools that we can put outside for third party developers that can use, I will get to Michael, and Michael can post that to you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
This is, should be addressed in this release. You're talking about the release that last week?
Yeah.
Still have this?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should have a fix for that. It should be fixed, but let me look into that, and hopefully we'll the next drop you should have this fixed. Any other questions? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
One more question.
So one more question. Yes, I am certain that you cannot use your own font. That's I am positive. So, the question is actually if can you shape your own font? The
as far as I know, and let me also, 99% is you can't, because it's totally different process than 6.5, but I will make sure, and I will also get with the pseudolog questions, and I send it to Mike. Yes, that. Okay, what the gentleman here is saying is actually maybe I misunderstood the question. System font, it's out of the question. You can't add it in 6.5 or 6 or wherever, you can do that. Now, Serverlite, you can do whatever you want with your own font and the usage. But system font is actually locked, unless maybe OEMs or something, and even limited to them as well. Great, thank you very much. Yes, I have. That's good. That's Franklin can ask you better than me. The question.
Can you repeat the question? The question is, would you build your application with a input box or a prompt field and your text field in the same line? This is something that up to you, depends on your application, but in general, it's not a very good practice. Because, as I said, string goal breaker. And if you depend, if the prompt field and the string field has some dependency of each other, when it get localized, it will be moved to an unexpected place, and it change the look of a UI when you have to follow the grammar rules of your text. So in general, we don't recommend it. It's not a very good practice to us.
Can you read the question again, please? The by die.
So the question is about how do you put the prompt field and your text in a by die language? Is that correct? So we recommend break it into two lines if possible. So you have your text in one line and you have your user input control in your second line. So if you put it that way, you don't have a problem of switching, mirroring left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I would like to add to that mirroring is not supported in 7.0.
That's right. Mirroring is not yet supported.
Not yet. Maybe later on. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.